I'm here in studio with Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. Thank you for joining us and pre-Thanksgiving greetings.
Oh, indeed. Thanks, Christine, for having me.
Now, you know, it's interesting. You've got a lot of activities going on with the Sheriff's Office coming up this weekend as we get into the holiday season. And these are some of the fun things that I know we like to talk to you about a little bit. Now, I know Wednesday here typically is the day before Thanksgiving, and you and a crew usually show up down at the Marshfield Fairgrounds to help out the Kiwanis.
Yes.
Tell our listeners a little bit of what that's all about.
Yeah, you know, every year, and this has been happening for time immemorial, because it happened before I was the sheriff. I've been the sheriff now for 20 years, so this has been going on for decades. And we usually have a crew of volunteer deputy sheriffs that will show up on their own time. This is nothing anyone's getting paid for. And a number of inmates from inside the correctional facility who are cleared to come out, they will come and they will help. And the Kiwanis are very appreciative of this. We'll be at the Marshfield Fairgrounds. We get those trees unloaded in pretty short order, and get it all set up for sales, which are going to begin on Friday. And then we have pizza, and everyone is happy.
And I've seen you guys do it when you're unloading it in the pouring rain, too.
They do, rain or shine, they'll be there. And God bless the Kiwanis for doing this and inviting us. And God bless my guys and ladies for coming up and doing this, too.
And as I remember, the trees seem to number, I believe, in the high hundreds.
Yes, it is a gigantic tractor trailer, basically, like a steak body trailer, loaded top to bottom with trees, and they're all bundled very tightly. So when we take them off, we unbundle them and they open up, and you realize, oh my God, this is an entire forest here at the fairgrounds.
Right. So the day after Thanksgiving, they're all ready for sale. And of course, it benefits, goes to all the programs that the Kiwanis do right here in Marshfield.
That's right. Yeah. And that's why we feel so good about being part of that. And I really appreciate the fact that they keep us so involved in town.
Absolutely. Now, another exciting day on Friday, of course, the day after Thanksgiving. And I hear Santa Claus is coming to town, and he's making a stop at the Plymouth County Farm.
That's right. And I got to give full credit to Santa. You know, we all know that he knows who's naughty and who's nice, and he's still not forgetting the naughty ones, right? So he is going to come to jail.
Yes, he does come here, too.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So Santa's going to be coming by our farm on 74 Obrey Street on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. He'll be there from 10 to noon. There's going to be hot chocolate, and there'll be Christmas trees for sale. And the farm will be open until 7 all weekend, selling those Christmas trees. And it's important to note that the proceeds from the sales of the trees go to benefit the inmate programs. That's how we pay for some of those programs. And visiting with Santa costs nothing. And the hot chocolate is also free.
Now, tell our listeners a little bit about what some of these inmate programs are. They might not have any idea.
Well, you know, everybody knows that when people are, especially at the House of Correction with us, they're involved in many vocational programs. So we're doing a lot of job training, getting people ready for legitimate work when they get out of prison. We also have a lot of rehabilitative programs. So that would be like your drug, your alcohol rehabilitation, anti-domestic violence programs, educational programs. We have a very robust GED program there. We're hoping that before COVID, we were working on many college prep programs. We're hoping that some of these inmates can get out. Now that community college is offered at no cost, mm-hmm. How wonderful would it be if we can start getting these individuals certified in trades or certified with legitimate degrees and give them another alternative to committing crimes?
Absolutely. So, again, time and place for Santa down at the county farm.
Indeed. It's going to be on Friday, November 29th, and Santa's going to be there from 10 to noon. Again, hot chocolate and great photo opportunities for, you know, I know if you go to the Bass Pro Shop or the mall, sometimes you have to wait in line and sometimes you just don't have the time
sure.
for that. But Santa will be there and there's no cost to get your picture with Santa. We'll set up a nice little seat for Santa himself, and I think it's going to be great.
That's great. And people can get all this information, too, on the county website and Facebook page?
Sure. They can go to our website, pcsdma.org. or our Facebook page.
That sounds great. And again, we appreciate you joining us today. That's Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald.